Vayter in Shas, we are Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, for all those who finished Bava Basra. Welcome to all the newbies joining us, and here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, top of the page, about a Mishnah. Dine Mamanus Mishlosha. When you have Dine Mamanus, you have to have three judges that are there to dine it. Says Rashi, Bigamar Yalfinulu. Welcome back, Rashi. The Gemara is going to explain the Gimel Beis. Gizil Zachavalus Mishlosha. Robbery, there's some theft that's going on. And Chavalos, there's a wound, a body wound. Mishlosha, you also need three. And Rashi says, interestingly, Gizil says, Kofar Bikadon. Someone denies that they have some sort of object. The Mishashalach Bo. Yad Havi Gazlan. When he goes and he sends his hands to it, he's called a Gazlan. Vechein Hachotif Miad Chaveiro. Someone who grabs him. Havi Gazlan is Gazlan. Can go on. Vayigzol as a Chonis Miad the Mitzvah. Like in Shmuel it says, and he grabbed the spear from the person. Someone brought it from someone, doesn't pay back. Lomiki Gazlan. That's not called a Gazlan. The Milva Lotzanit, because somebody's alone, is Lotzas to be given out. Vechavalo, Sachavu Chaveiro. Chayev Bechamisha. That's talking about with money. Isn't that called Dini Mamanus back into the Mishnah? Nezek vechatzi, nezek tashul mekeifel, v'tashul me'arba v'chamisha b'shlosha. We have a situation that's dealing with nezek, with damages. Right? This is something that's talking about a case where someone who got injured wants to be compensated. Right? They get damaged by a person, or they get damaged by a shor muad. Says there's problem. The shor muad, oh, adam sheizik, b'gmar parach hainu chavalas. That's the same as chavalas. Nezek vechatzi nezek, and half nezek, and chatzin is by a short time, and tashlum a kefel, if you pay, you have to pay double. Tashlum a bar b'chamisha, if you have to pay four or five, right? If it's says the Rashi, tashlum a kefel, the geneva shenim se biyodo, it's found over there. The chsev im he motzei ti motzei biyodo, it's found in his hand. Tashlum a bar b'chamisha, that's the shor oses the tavcho a machu that was slaughtered or was sold, that also be donned by a court of three. Ha'onus from the fata motzei shem rab b'shlosha. If someone is onus, they rape a girl, by mafata they seduce a girl. Or motzi shema, motzi shema against somebody. It says Rashi. Onus mafata naira besula chamishim kasef. Motzi shema, by naira besula, you have to pay 50 shek. Motzi shema lo matzasi libitcha besula. That's where a guy claims that his new wife is not a besula, she's a beula. Also mea kasef. This guy gets punished with 100 kasef, 100 silver coins. That is in front of three. Also divrei b'meir. No, that's got to be done. They say it's got to be done with a court of 23. Why are the court of 23? Because this is already in the world of dini nefashos. Because if it ends up being, okay, we'll see about that. Makos, because if it turns out to be that she really was Mizana or something like that, then there's going to be some sort of issues with dini nefashos that you need 23 people when you're dealing with capital punishment. Makos Bishlosha, give me the smackdown, that's 40 Malkos, that is with three people, says Rashi, time to Bishwab Rabbanim and Farsha Gemara, we're going to see me cry the Daf Yud, it's a long Mishnah, so we're going to see a long Gemara. Bishwab Rabbanim, they say, Be'esim Bishlosha, no, with 23, and you have to have a court of 23 involved. Ibra Chodesh Bishlosha, if you want to make it an Ibra Chodesh, adding a day into the month, you need a base number three. Ibra Shana B'Shlosha. If it's Ibra Yar, then you with three as well. Says Rashi, Shahayo Bezin Yoshim Veroi Mitzrichim Laber Epnei Aviv because of the spring. But Kufa Kedamim Megamara Milsei Derav Shimon Mifreshah Begamara Bebraisa. That's going to be explained in the Gemara. That's the Ibra Meir that we just said. Ibra Shana is with three. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer B'Shlosha Maschil, and they start, you know, to work out whether or not you're going to. You're going to extend the year with three. Uva chamisha nosin v'nosin. And then they go back and forth and discuss it with five judges. V'gomrim b'sheva. And they finish it off with seven. Obviously, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. V'im gomru b'gimol mubaris. But if they actually did it with three, they actually finally finished off with three, then a taka does work. Smicha zekeinu marifas egla b'shlosha divrei Rabbi Shimon. Smicha zekeinu, it says Rashi is al rosh par helam davar shel tzibur. That is, if the bezim were the ones that brought about the courts decide to tell there's a certain halacha to go and follow, and there was a mistake in doing this, and the majority of Klai Yisrael end up doing the mistake because of that, then they have to bring what's called a par helam davar shel tzibor, a certain type of par, a certain type of karban, and they have to do smicha zakenim, that is number three, and egla arufa. We know that if there's somebody who died, find a dead body between two towns, and it's exactly between, they do a whole process of it called the egla arufa. They decapitate the head of a cow, a baby cow, that also has to be done in front of three. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi that's done in front of five. Hachalitza ve'ameunin b'shlosha. Chalitza and miun is done with three judges. Chalitza is if a man is married to a woman and the man dies, they don't have any children. The woman now either has to do yibum and marry their brother, or do chalitza where they separate. That has to be done in front of three as well. Says Rashi, chalitza b'shlosha b'yivam eshelof lo b'perek mitzvos chalitza. And miun is talking about a case of, let's say you have a girl whose father dies and the brother or the mother marry her off to somebody. If she doesn't want to be married, where she could do miyun, and she can refuse and end the marriage. Says Rashi, many months of saying Rashbam. Yisoma kitana sheisiu ima v'alchea. I wonder the mother, the father married her off. Ledaita yotzav loget, she goes out without a get. B'miyun kol zman shelogad latachtav, as long as she hasn't reached the age of being a gedola. B'shlosha beginning, you have to have three. The chot kede tikun rabbanon kein daraisa tikun. The chacham set up. It's like a daraisa. O miun and derabban and demi daraisa. Afilu miun lo bay de ein kiddush ketana klum. Miun is a derabban thing because mi daraisa. They don't even. She doesn't even have to do miun, right? Because ein kiddush ketana klum. Marrying off a ketana. When you're not the father, whatever, it's nothing. L-A-M-K and Kachavi, unless the father does it. As beating is something that says that. So she can walk out with me, and you have to have three over there. Next, Nata Revai, Maisa Shani Shane Dama, but you do in Bishlosha. Oy, 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 oy. We know there's something called orla. You can't eat fruit of the first 3 years of a tree, but the fourth year you can eat it in Yerushalayim, and the fifth year it's finally free to be eaten. When you want to eat the fourth year fruit, let's say you want to put it from that onto coins, to be able to take that money to Yerushalayim, it would be pode to be able to go redeem it onto the coins so that you could eat that fruit anywhere, and then buy this of Yerushalayim and eat it. So then you would need, let's say you don't know the value of it, says Rashi, that means kigon peretz for hirkivu, it became rotten, shalem shabashuk, has no mark in the shuk. You have to figure out how much it is. That's also done by Bezimra 3. And what is Meister Shane, you ask? I'm glad you asked. That is, we know there's a 7-year Shemitah cycle of the first year, second year, not third year, fourth year and fifth year, not sixth year or seventh year, that we know that is what's known as, you have to take off something called Meiser Sheni, and that's also taking Yerushalayim and in Yerushalayim. It also is the same process. You can be poda onto stuff and bring it to Yerushalayim. Okay, Bishla, whoa, Hekadeshos Bishlosha. When it comes to Hekdesh, Rashi says, Abalev Dosan Sar Shosha Lashuman, if you want to go and redeem them, you need three to be able to go ahead and to evaluate. Erechin Hamid Metaltalin Bishlosha. It says Rashi B'Gemar Mefarz. You guys can explain what that means. It's an erich value. When you're evaluating something that are metaltalin, they are going to be appraised by three peeps. Yep, we'll get to that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Mehem Kohen V'Hakarkos Tisha V'Kohen V'Adam Kayotze Behen. So Rabbi Yehuda says that one of them has to be, one of the people that has to be a Kohen, says Rashi, Dechsev Kohen b'parasha ke'erkecha Kohen v'gomer v'hakarkos, and when you're doing the erich value, the appraisal of land, that's done by nine people in a Kohen, says Rashi, v'hakarkos she'elektes arichtes v'asiri Kohen l'shuman imba nevdosan, if you want to come to redeem it. V'gomar v'farash v'yalav l'mikar, we're going to learn all this from Pesukim. V'adam kayotze Bahen, and if a person who is kadosh, whatever that means, he wants to redeem himself, he has to have 10 people that evaluate who he is. And the Gemara is going to say, okay, it's a little strange because the person can't be makdish himself. So we'll see what that means when we get there. Now it gets a little bit intense. Dinei nefashos, Be'atzer Mishlosha. That is 23. Says Rishbam, Makamim, Felim, Masnithan, in the Kaman, Yalaflab, and Masnithan. That is, you need 23 when you're dealing with capital offenses. Haroveav hanirba be'etzim mishlosha. Let's say you have a case of an animal that sodomizes a person, or a animal that is sodomized by a person. That is also 23 people. And shenemar v'raktas ha'isha ve'esa behema. And you shall kill the animal, the woman, and the animal. Viomer ve'esa behema taharogu. And the pasuk says, and the animal you shall kill. Rashi says, "B'chav gimel ke'adam haravea de'iskush la'adadi." They're compared one to the other. V'raktas ha'isha v'esa behema behema hanu ravea ve'iskush behema la'isha. Ma'isha b'chav gimel at behem b'chav gimel. Okay, sure. In this gal, but esim shlosha, an ox that's got to be stoned. Why would he have to be stoned? Says Rashi, shenaga chadam meis, because it's gored a person. They died. That has to be with 23. Esim shlosha. Shenemar ashoy yisakel v'gamba lav yumas. Like the pasuk says, the ox will be stoned, and also its owner will be put to death. Kemisas bailim kach misas ashor. The connection between the two is that in the same way the owner is put to death, so too the ox is put to death, meaning to say that just like the owner would be judged by 23 if he did a capital offense, so too the ox also. And the Gemara, and Rashi says the Gemara will explain just a tad more about that. Doesn't mean literal that the owner of the ox is going to be put to death. Says Rashi, Kemisas Bailam im haya nidon b'chiyav Mises Bezin. If it were to be, then the way he would be judged for Mises Bezin, the bayis of Mishlosha, kach Mises Ashor. The high ba'ol of Yumas Kroyisera, it's an extra pasuk, l'hach drasha delodin chayiv k'tala. That's really going to be chayiv, he's going to be killed. Because in the first time of Gemara, the Gemara will explain the logika, the reason for that. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a bardless, right, or a snake that go and they kill a person. Rashi says, "Shemisu adam v'nidona b'skila k'shor d'aminu b'bakama echashor v'echad v'chulu b'shor shanogach zapara." Bardless is a chaya; he eats a type of wild animal. Misasan be'esem mishosha, they get killed with a bezin of 23. And there's a call kodem lahargan zocha. Anyone who's the first to go and kill them, they are zocha, whatever that means. Rabbi Kiva Omer, misasan be'esem mishosha, their death is with a court of 23, which sounds like we just said, but the Gemara is going to explain that as well. So far, the most judges we saw was 23. We saw 3, 5, 7, something like that, right? 10, 9, 10 and 23. Now we're going to see 71. Ein danin lo es hashivit v'lo es hanavi hasheker v'lo es kohen gadol. Ela alpi bezin shal shivim v'echad. You can't judge a shevet. That's a tribe. That is, let's say, the majority of them. Says Rashi, Rubel Sheshevich of the Vodazar, Bemezid, or a Navi Sheker. That's somebody, says Rashi, Bechenek. We judge him with Chenek. We can borrow Bari Minol and Dabari Shemecha. I didn't really have 71 for that. Or a Kohen Gadol. This is if he did some sort of serious Avedi. Ela Pibazin Shel Shemechad. Except for the basin of 71. You need 71. And Yidden can go out to Milchemes Rishus. Says Rashi, Kol Milchama Kari Rishus. Levad Milchemes Yoshua. Shahaisa Lichvos is Eretz Yisrael. They're all called Rishus, except for that one is Kifus of Eretz Yisrael. So we have, you know, wars that you got to go, you got to take care of. Says, yeah. Yeah. Can go out to our LLP Bezdin shall Shiv Mechad, except for Bezdin of 71. Ain will see an Alir Vala Zaros. LLP Bezdin shall Shiv Mechad. Also, you can't add to the city of Yerushalayim or to the Chatzeros or the Azara, right, of the Beis Hamikdash. You can't do that except for with a Bezdin of 71. Right, that's all the ear means Yerushalayim. Enos and Sanhedrin the Shvatim, LLP Bezin Shal Shiv Mechad. Sanhedrin for the Shvatim can't be appointed except for if you have 71. Says Rashi, Shaya Moshivim Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Kitana, Shachaf Gimel, it's a mini Sanhedrin of 23, Becholi every year in every city, Kiddich Sevak, it says, Titan Lecha, right? It says, Shotan Shotan Tid Lecha, Bechol Sharecha, Vachichin Beis and Agadol, Shabaliskas Gaz is Lot Seis Loshivam, Yalap and Gemara, that we're going to learn out in the Gemara, and that you need to have 71, Enes and Ir Nidachas, you can't consider a town, Ir Nidachas, Ella Al P Bays in Shalshemech, unless you have a 71. So that's talking about a city that the majority are involved with doing Avodah Zarah. Those who do that, they're going to get Hereg, and that's got to be 71. You need 71 of those. And more on Ir Nidachas. Ain osin Ir Nidachas b'sfar. You can't do Nidachas on the sfar, says, or Rashi, that means a kracham avdim in Yisrael and Nachrim. Velo shalosh, and you can't have three aval osin achas or shtayim, but you can make two, one or two. Now, Sanhedrin Gedola Haisa Shalshiv Me'achad, the big Sanhedrin was of 71. That's how many there were. And how much is Kitana? Kitana is 23. Minan Gedol Shishal Shemechad, where are another from? Shinam, as the Pasuk says, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikni Yisrael. Count for me 70, for me so. Moshe Al Gabi, and Moshe was on top of all of them. So 71. Rabbi Udomer Shivim. He says that was actually only 70. Without Moshe, I mean, I had the Ketana, she shells him, Meshosha, had him, that's 23. She never posed success. Veshavto Eda, Vitzilo Eda, and the posed success, and the congregation shall judge, and the congregation shall save. Eda, Shofetis, Veda, Matzelis, which is telling us that it has to have a congregation that judges, and those that are coming to convict, and those that are coming to save, to come against that. Hare Kan Esrim. So an Eda is 10, another 10, so that's 20. And Uminayan La'ida Shiyasa, I know that's the case. And I'm Admo Se La'ida Rasos, how do we know? Until when will this terrible Eda doing this response? Rashi says, Meraglim, this is by the Meraglim. Yotze Yeshua Kalev, this is excluding Yeshua and Kalev from the number. So therefore, I must be talking about at least 10. Uminayan La'avi Yotzosha, I don't know the three. From the Mashmos, but says, don't follow the majority to harm them. So we can learn out that I should follow the majority in order to do something which is going to be positive or in a good way to acquit somebody. Right? That is, says Rashi, that Leros, Imarov, Mechaivin, don't go with them to kill. Shema Ani, says Rashi, the Latova Lischus Halach Echaran. So I feel a mute. Hamazak and Verab Mechaivim. Even if only the few are saving in the majority, Arkham Mechaiv Ksiv, it says, Lo Tiach Rab Leros. Don't be up to them to the roast. I'm king. Lominem Echaram Lahatos. Why does he have to say Echaram Lahatos? Mishum Schus. Lo Itzchle. Ella Fil Lechayev. Halachacharan. So let's read it inside now. Mimash Nama Lo Siacharam the Rose. Shemani Shayimayim the Tova. Yumkin Lomadem Rachiram Lahatos. If that's really true, what I suppose it says after, according to the majority, you should go figure out. It can't mean that we're following it to go and to let him off the hook, because it's already, we learned this from the previous part. So what's coming to tell you? That it must be coming to tell you to follow the majority to convict. Lo kehatoyos chal latova atoyos chal ra, not like you're to latos, means like to be swayed in a particular direction, like you're swaying in by the majority to let off the hook. It should be the one of trying to convict. Atoyos latova al pi echad. So what comes out is that when you're going to go to help somebody, it could be done even by one person. Hatios l'ra al pi shnayim. But if it's a ra, it's got to be based off two. So at least 22 judges come out over there. There's be a possibility that 10 for acquitting and those who want to convict would have a two-vote majority of 12. Beep, turn the page. Basin of base. A vein basin shuckle, but you can't have a basin that is equal. Right? Because we saw this a drop earlier. It says Rashi Enos and Bezin Zugos. You can't do it equal. Shem Yachloku Lachatzayin, because it ends up being down the middle. Havilu Palga Palga. You're going to have 50-50. Velo Matzi. Velo Mishkachas, pardon.
you're not going to find la lahatiyas chalatova al pi echad ilkach masir from the mail. You have to add one. So back in the Gemara, maybe he's in shakal masir from the mail. You had another one. You can say mishalosha. Therefore, you end up with 23. Vekamehi ba'ir v'tiru uya l'sanhedrin. How many people has to be in a city for it to be fit to have a sanhedrin? May have asked him 120. You have to have 120. And the Gemara is going to explain about that. Can I get me? Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Masayim Ushloshim. It's got to have 230 people to have Sanhedrin. Can I get Sari Asaris? That's can I get opposite the officers of tens. Rashi explains that Masayim Ushloshim, Tainu Chaf Gimel Asirios, 23 tens. She call Echad Mi Bezdin. Each one from Bezdin should be a Sar, an officer, Al Asar, and 10. The Batsim Asar, less than that, Lo Ashkun Sar, we don't find like a leadership or ruling over here. Zokta Heiliga Gemara. The opening of the Mishnah started off by telling us that Dini Momus Beshlosha, that first Dini Momus is going to be, you know, as you have to have three. But then it starts breaking down all these different cases of three. Atu Gezelos for Chavalos Lav Dini Momus. Then, you know, what are, is Gezela and Chavala, being theft and wounds, are these not considered case of Dini Momus? So why do I have to say them separately? I'm a Ravo, Mahain Ketani. It's an explanation of what the cases are. In other words, it's not just telling, giving some examples, it's allowing us to understand what the statement means. Mahin dini mominus. What are these cases of dini mominus? Gezelos v'chavalos. Aval hoda'os v'alvaos lo. If someone admits and there's like a loan that's going on, then that's not what we're talking about over here. Says Rashi, hoda'os v'alvaos shneim al iske malve. That both these are dealing with when you admit or there's a loan. It's basically saying when there's arguments that it comes to a loan. These type of things are not the same category. Utsricha, and it's necessary to teach us both the cases of hoda and hava. Di tana dini mominus. If the Tana would have taught only the general idea of dini mominus are by three, then havamina da filo dos avos. I would have thought that maybe that means even hodos and avos. If there's admissions and loans, it's included. Tana gazelos v'chavalos. Therefore, I had to tell you specifically these things to show that they're the ones is what it means, what it's actually talking about. V'tana gazelos v'chavalos. Look at tana dini mominus. We just would say that when say dini mominus. Havamina who I didn't feel does avos. I would think gizeos chavos and hodos and avos. If I had to give them gizeos chavos, why did you say that? Mishum de ikker gimel de ksivi gizeos chavos ksivi. The ikker three, when it talks to three judges, it comes up by gizeos chavos. Gizelos, the seven pasuk says, vinikrav bala bias el holokim. From the fact that the parsha says the thing judges three times, as Rashi says, v'nikra balabais elokim, the kasa b'parshas elokim gimel zimne nafka lan deba'in and shlosha. It means that we need to have three. V'ay krok siv b'shomer chinam v'zeh tonu sheshalach yad b'kudonu d'hainu gizelo. So with the fact that it has the word judge three times, so it's coming teaches us that gezelos, chavalos, where do you learn that from? It's also considered this, mali chaval begufa, mali chaval mamono, because what's the difference if a person does it, if you damage someone with your guf, or you did it with your money? So once it says it by gezela, right, so then that's, we know that that's talking about damaging someone's property, body as well. So tana mahin dine mamonis, therefore the tana says both these cases, to tell you that what are the monetary cases that you need three, but you wouldn't need it when it comes to hodos and halvos. Now, ulamai, when you say that we don't have to have three for loans, what are you talking about? When we say that we're excluding loans from these three judges, ulamai, ilam edolobi nishlo, so we're saying that you don't have to have three. If you have two people that are dining dini mamnus, everyone agrees, says Rashi, the kamon kai the pligu of parsha. Everyone agrees you have to have three. Ella de loba inan mumchin. What it means when you say you don't have to have three, it means you don't have to have three mumchin, three expert judges over there. It could be stam three. It says Rashbam, Hashem, Rashi. Mumchin, smuchin, v'natul rishus minasi ladun. Can bring the kalan v'pirkim. We can see what that means in daf hey. But you can have ordinary judges. Micah savar. Okay, what Micah savar? What exactly does he hold that would say that he is allowed to have? Why are we allowed to have just three regular judges here? Ika savar eruv parshios kasuv kan.
This is a principle we saw way back in Bava Kamma, and that is where we will use previous psukim and bring them out in other areas as well. So as Ika savar eruv parshios kasuv kan, that you want to say that a mixture of different parts are brought over here, the liboy nami mumchin. Then you would also have to have mumchin in these type of cases, and not only regular judges over here. You know why? Because the fact that judges have to have smicha is learned out from the psukim that that talks about them as Elohim, right? Which is a certain level of power. Even though this is said by something to do with the shomer. The fact that we would use this idea of Erev Parshis would mean that you would also have to use it here also. Vikas of Ein Erev Parshis Kasav Kan, if you want to say, no, that we don't do that, says Rashi, that Vikas of the Haikra Lav Behalva Mishtoi, right? You want to say that you're not mixing the two. And that's the reason why it doesn't apply in loan cases. You have to have smicha for it. Then shlosha lamali. Then why would you have to need three in the first place at all? Says Rashi. Shlosha minon da'alva ha mitlasa Elohim nafkalam. We learn it out from this idea of tlasa Elohim. The kaman v'Elohim b'halva loksiv. Therefore, you wouldn't need tlasa either. And for the gemara liolam kasev parshas kasvukam. Really, we do say that Erev Parshas Kasgam, which leads us to the question of why would you think you don't need a mumcha? And really, it should be the mumchin. Why don't you need them? Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, Devar Torah, Mida Raisa, Echad Dini Mominus, Echad Dini Nefashus, Bedrisha, Uvichakira. Mida Raisa, both of these situations, you need to have Drisha and Chakira. The witnesses, you got to check them really well. Drisha is the seven questions that that work out the time and the place of where they are, and Chakir is the details of the situation. Beep, turn the page. Gimel Merav. Shenamar Mishpat Echad Yelachem. The Pasuk says, there shall be one law for you, says Rashi. That's Mamanus Kinefashos. Fakivan the Ksiv Jerisha Vakir's Bidin Nefashos, the Ksiv Darash of Chakaka, who had Din Ladin Mamanus, you need that also Din Mamanus. Ma Tamam Din Mamanus Lobayin and Jerisha Vakira. So why Taka do we say Din Mamanus, you don't need a Jerisha and Chakira? Kadishalo Tinol Dels with Nilovin. So you don't close the door in front of the borrowers by having to go through such a thing over here. Right? Because we want people to actually loan things, says Rashi, Shalotinal Delas, She Yimnu me halvo shama yichpora. Why would I lend? Maybe there's gonna be a denial. Ve'edim yitu. The Edom are gonna make a mistake in their testimony, and they're gonna knock it out. And they're going to lose out the money. V'hachanami, shama lo yimsa mumchin l'chufu l'din. Maybe you're going to have any mumchin over here. No one's going to want to lend money if the whole thing has to be done with three mumchin and we can't find them. So if we're allowed it to be, even not mumchin. If this is really true, that we're using only expert ones, but here we're being lenient and we're using the ones that are non-experts, so you don't have to go looking for them, then let's consider these non-experts like they're experts, and if they make a mistake, they shouldn't have to pay. The general rule is that a judge that's not a musmach, then he has to, if he makes a mistake, he's got to pay for it, as opposed to mumchin, if they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. Shalamiata, to lo yisham, they shouldn't have to pay, says Rashi. Hadyotos, bidini mamanis, if they make a mistake, lo yisham, they shouldn't have to pay. They came in the rishus rabbanon kanachti, says then they came down because of rabban, havaluk and mumchin. Chala mumchin, labezin imta patrim l'sham, kid l'kaman, ba'achadini mamanis, like we see in Daf Lamed Gimel, ha she'enu mumchin chayev, enu mumchin is going to be chayev, says Gemara. Kol shekenat ha'noel delasufnei olovim. If you're going to pater these
non-smicha-sized judges from any sort of chiyuv, then of course you're gonna close the door for people to borrow, because people are going to these lenders that would normally lend are not going to lend, because if they end up seeing that these judges are off the hook when they make mistakes, then there was really like, then why would I be involved in this in the first place? They're going to be worried that these judges are going to make a mistake for the borrower, and they're going to have to go ahead and they're going to have to lose out. So that's why we say that these judges are not going to be considered like mumchen in this particular case. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.